Okay, so let's get started. All right. Good morning. So it's today is Thursday, April 16, 2015. It is the Development and Environmental Review Committee. And we have one pre-application this morning. And so before we get started, let's go around the table to introduce ourselves for the record. And we'll start with Gracie, and then we'll come around with Stephanie.
Good morning, Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Mike Smalls, Senior Plan Examiner.
Erin Liang, Chair, DERC.
Laura Wiedemann, Land Development Engineering.
Mike Navarro, San Bernardino Water.
Jane Klein, Environmental Control.
Thank you. Tyson Jay, Prologis.
Blake Kelly, Prologis.
Travis Martin, the planner on the project.
And Stephanie Sanchez, Community Development.
Great, thank you. All right, so we have one item again this morning, and Travis Martin is the case planner and will present the item number one, pre-application 1502. Travis, tell us what we have this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Our pre-application today is request to construct a 154,000 square foot warehouse on it's two parcels currently vacant, located on the corner of Central and Valley View Avenue. It's 7.8 acres, which means it will be subject to CEQA. Right now, the site plan as it is does meet the majority of our development standards for setbacks, parking, landscaping. We are going to be asking for some minor revisions to it. As proposed right now, we have chain link on, it's on the top and then east side of the drawing. It's actually the west and northern sides of the property. That will have to be a block wall all the way around the property. The other one. Additionally, in the truck parking area, we will ask to maintain the 10-foot setback as required, where it does abut some existing residential properties. And lastly, on the building, on the elevations themselves, the two longer sides, the sides fronting Valley View and then the side fronting the truck parking area, we'd like to see some additional articulation, you know, on the roof line, similar to what we have on the shorter ends of the building, just to break up that long horizontal span. Other than that, as I said, height, coverage, setback requirements, everything is all met as required. That is it.
Okay, so as Travis mentioned, that this project is subject to CEQA, so you would have to retain a professional environmental firm to prepare the CEQA document, for example, and so so some of the technical studies would be required along with the CEQA document would include the hydrology study, your noise study, your traffic study, your drainage study. So those would your air quality. So those would be I don't know if I mentioned traffic. So those would be all your some of the technical issues that you would be that you would encounter. These special studies would be separate from the CEQA document, and then you would be required to incorporate those studies into the environmental document as such. Do you have anybody in mind in terms of doing or conducting the environmental documents for you, the CEQA document initial study?
Yeah, we've got proposals from Ogle Ireland, MIG, and TMB Planning.
Okay, great.
So we're kind of on the fence between picking.
Okay, very good. We've worked with those firms before, so any of the firms that that comes across would be great. And I don't know at this point whether it would be it's subject to CEQA, and so an initial study would have to be prepared to determine whether this would be at a mitigated negative declaration level or an EIR level. So it all depends on your technical studies. So for example, if traffic couldn't be mitigated somehow, it would be rise to the level of an environmental impact report. And so if it could be mitigated, for example, then it would be something like a mitigated negative declaration. And because the project involves a CEQA document, so the threshold review process would be at the planning commission level, and so this would become a public hearing at the planning commission level. And the processing timeframe here, we would add another extra 30 days on top of your typical DERC date. So with an MND, we're probably looking at around like 3 to 4 months. We would want to circulate for public review on the CEQA document, so that could be anywhere from 20 to 30 days. And so we would just add the additional 30 days on top of the review process for public comments on the initial study. And it would be this body here that would release the initial study for public review. So the application would be a development permit type D.
It's going to be a type D, yes.
So the application is DPD application with a CEQA document. Along with the CEQA document, you would require to submit all those special studies which I've mentioned.
And it's going to be limited to those specific studies?
Correct. We've got sensitive uses adjacent to the subject site, so noise study, and so traffic study, air quality study, drainage, hydrology, water quality management plan, WQMV, which I may have not mentioned that on the list.
We do already have the hydrology and the WQMP that was submitted with the pre-app.
So that just make sure that your environmental consultant firm incorporate those technical issues into the initial study to make sure that it could be mitigated. Again, if not, then it would be like an NEIR. Okay. Hopefully we don't get there, so.
Agreed.
All right, so with that, and the site, as you mentioned, Travis, appears to meet the code requirements for parking, landscaping.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, parking, landscaping, all of that means just, you know, some minor changes with setbacks and screening is only, those okay. are the only outstanding issues.
Very well. Thank you. Gracie?
Yes. I see that you have two trash compactors.
Thank you.
Plan. I don't believe it's shown up there on that site plan, but I did.
They're not identified on the plan.
I see it on one of the pages.
One of the extra pages is.
Yeah.
Yeah, not on pages. This one here, on one of the.
I see, two trash compactor.
Yeah, I think the HPA may have taken some reservations just adding that into the drawing. It's preliminary at this point.
And if it were a single tenant building, you most likely would only have one, you know.
Well, we need a second one because of AB 341, which is mandatory commercial recycling from the state. So we would need the two. And so I gave you the detail for standard plan 510 trash compactor and services provided by the city. And that's all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Mike?
In the construction of your building, do you have proposed tenants already?
No. So in California, obviously, with CEQA and EIRs, it's typically until you have entitlements and the right to build,
yeah.
You know, you really can't even talk to somebody about a build-a-suit.
Okay.
We do develop a lot of our buildings on a more of a speculative nature.
Yeah.
But I think over the last, you know, kind of 5 years, if you look at our portfolio, maybe about 15 or 20% have been build-a-suits.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always that chance. As of right now, we don't have a tenant identified for this.
The reason why I'm asking these is for the sprinklers, the internal sprinklers, and the high pile storage,
yeah.
which is governed by both fire and building. That's why I'm asking those questions.
So we would design the building to be an ESFR system.
Yeah, but if you design the building for envelope only, which a lot of people do, then it's going to be deferred for occupancy.
Oh, correct.
Okay, so that's what I want to make clear to you. All right, so, and also, I might as well give you these lists. In the formal submittal, I want you to include that, you know, a lot of people don't look at the green code. I want you to address the green code. All right, in the green code, you have mandatory measures in building to building. And,
I mean, Calgary,
yeah. Okay, so I want you to address it. And also,
We will, just not to interrupt,
mm-hmm.
We will develop, plan on delivering the building as a LEED certified.
Mm-hmm.
So as a company, we kind of lead the charge in sustainability efforts, kind of internationally, and we're one thing we're really proud of. But we basically made a commitment, I think about 6 years ago, that we wouldn't develop a building for our own account that was not LEED certified.
Okay, and then with the interior, do you sub that out? Will you be subbing it out to the tenant, or what will you be doing? If, let's say if it goes through, you know, what I'm saying, if the building goes through, you get, you start building, you go through plan submittal, everything's great, are your processes, you deliver an envelope and the tenant builds the interior?
A lot of times we like to control that just because, you know, we're going to own the building.
Your name's on it, that's why.
Yeah. So a lot of times, like, it kind of depends on the way the deal's negotiated, but most of the times, you know, a customer that would be looking at leasing the building would say, you know, we need X amount of office and we want this many dock packages, and then we would build that for them.
All right, another issue. When you submit, always mark your hydrant locations on the properties, all right?
Mark hydrant locations.
Okay.
On the plans?
Okay, always do that. I don't know if the fire department addressed that, but you want to do that. And because that's the, and also distinguish fire access, you do have it around the building, which is great, which is needed, okay? So on my handout I gave you certain chapters in the California Building Code to pay attention to, especially chapter 4, which gives you special requirements, all right, on your building. So I think it's going to be, when you get to the point, because I'm thinking positive, when you get to the point and you submit to the building division, I'm looking forward to seeing the set of plans. And the more detailed the plans, the quicker the plan check. All right? Good luck.
Okay. All right, separate fire submit.
Yeah, there has to be a separate fire submit. Did they give you that, sir?
Yeah, fire did give me the comments separately.
All right, great.
Very good. All right,
I'm just covering just in case they didn't.
Yeah, and they did go over the hydrants and everything.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Laura?
I pretty much went over a lot of your engineering with Thanos already. We went in detail. The only thing that we had the discussion on was the sewer. So I am still curious how that turned out, because you have a 36-inch line that's pressurized, the interceptor line, and then you also have your 15-inch sewer line. So I have to look at the elevations to see where you guys are going to tie into. That's one of the things that I am still concerned. And then also I just need a letter from Southern Cal Edison verifying that this, on Central Avenue, that your lines are 33 kV or more. So if I can get that in, that would be wonderful. I just started looking at your WQMP and also the hydrology for your 10 and 100 year storm. So I'll look at that and look at the capacity to see whether that's all taken care of. Also, we did get some comments back from our traffic engineer, and the drive approach that's on Central on the east side, there is a line of sight issue from the intersection of Central and Valley View. From there, it's 170 feet to that drive approach. Usually, we ask for 250. Because if you're traveling at 35 miles per hour, it's very difficult for a car to turn into that drive approach. And that drive approach is too narrow. It needs to be moved west and widened. Then also another comment that he had was on Valley View, you have an offset approach, and he was inquiring why, if you're going to have the trucks coming through there. So that was another comment. So.
In the southwest corner of the center?
It's going to be on the north side of
Why is it offset?
It's offset. So the two main issues are your line of sight and then stopping from the intersection to the drive approaches. And then also looking at your storm chambers, I looked at the storm chambers, but I have to look at the elevations to see whether you're going to have the chambers as primary, capture, and then have detention basin, secondary capture, and then your overflow into the street. So I have to look at the volume of stormwater that you're going to be capturing in there. So that is up in the air for me right now. And then also, you know, of course, you're going to need a SWIP. You're going to go ahead and need a lot merger, and that's pretty much it. But most of the engineering I've already gone over with your engineer, and those are the still the outstanding questions. It's mainly the sewer I'm concerned about, because you have that pressurized sewer line there, and you need to get over it or under it somehow. Okay?
And you mentioned a lot line merger?
A lot merger.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you these plans, okay, so you can go ahead and look at his comments. And he has everything dimensioned out. Yeah, that's from Azan. And then, also, when you do develop and the type of trees that you're using, he wants to make sure that there is still going out on Central and on Valley View, that there is still ability for line of sight. Okay? Then I'll go ahead. This is just my preliminary. One, I just put a little five pager good read for you guys.
Thank you, Gary. Want to add any further?
I heard a question about the lot merger. We have two existing parcels, and we asked that you merge those before building permits. Okay. And mergers don't have to go back through the planning department. They're strictly in, so you need to submit a lot merger application to land development section. If you want to give me one of your cards, I can forward that little handout for that to you.
Lauren, the lot merger requirement has been identified in your conditions of approval.
Yes, it has. Okay.
Anything else, Gary?
I did have a question about the driveway. I assume that driveway is offset so you can get the curb return in your property?
Yeah, because otherwise it won't fit the curb return, just the driveway too close to the corner of the property.
I'm assuming if you put it on PL, it's going to go off into the neighbor's piece on their frontage. So that's why you pulled it over?
Yes.
I'm losing it.
Can I have you identify yourself on the record, please?
I'm hiring with Thinus Engineering, who's going to be the civil engineer on the project.
Thank you.
And that was all.
And I also have a question on Central Avenue. The current street center line is kind of like offset on the street curb right now. Do we require to do anything on it, or?
As far as curb gutter sidewalk?
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be complete full reconstruction for a curb gutter and sidewalk on Central and on Valley View. You're going to have to move the utility poles on Central.
Well, that's going to be a big utility pole there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I understand those are 66 kV. Though.
Yeah, you're exempt. You don't have to underground them, but you need to move them. Because the way you have it right now, you have a power pole, and when the corner radius is, you don't have enough bypass around it. So you're going to have to move them to put the sidewalk there.
So for Central, we reconstruct sidewalk and curb on both sides, or just?
On just one side.
On just one side.
You're only concerned along your frontage. However, right now, the condition that I put in your conditions is that you're going to rehab the street according to the city engineer's recommendation. We look at the R value of your boring to see, because you're going to be using trucks, so we want to make sure that section can hold the truck weights. So we're going to go out there probably Tuesday, and I'll go out there with the city engineer, and we'll come up and we'll look at exactly what needs to be done. But what happens is that on Central and Valley, since they are not improved, and if you do have some sort of drainage issue, you are responsible for both sides of pavement. So we're looking at that. So I would right now put in your mind that you are going to do both sections, because it is a distribution center. You will be using both sides, so that needs to be looked at. And also, you're going to have to do, I didn't mention it before, I'm sorry, a traffic analysis too. So we want to go ahead and look at that to see where your ingress is. I'm looking at your ingress coming in off of Valley View, That's the way it looks like to me. It looks like the regular office parking is going to be on Central. Is that correct?
Correct. It's most likely the location.
And so the trucks will go ahead and egress out of Central, correct? And then go on the merry way, right?
Well, you know, we tend to, you know, really defer to the user, the end occupant of the building, on how they like to set up. You know, a lot of users do like to come in kind of counterclockwise. It's just easier to get to the doors. But I think, you know, both would have the potential of ingress and egress for trucks, depending on how an occupant set up there.
And that's going to be really important, because how you approach, how the trucks come in is how your design on your streets are going to be, because of the traffic. So we want to look at that.
Yeah, I think it'd have to be looked at as if they could use both, which, you know, we won't know until you know, the person looks at it.
Yeah, when you get the traffic analysis cut in, and we take a look at that. Because right now, if you look at Central and Valley View, their street sections are really poor. Mm-hmm. There's nothing out there. So it looked like they improved the intersection of Valley View and Central only to a certain distance, and then it's unimproved. So you're going to have to carry that on, and we have to look at your R value. Okay. So, but you know, this is just a pre-app. This is not DERC, mm-hmm. So you're going to be working extensively with Gary and myself.
One more question is on Central. Mm-hmm. Right now, in the middle, they have a fence, I think, putting in for school. Mm-hmm. Do we allow to open them for our left there? No?
No.
Do we need any median or just paving only?
You're just going to do the paving. That's why I want to know how the trucks are coming in, because you have that fence.
But there's no opening for left turn.
Right.
Okay. So right only.
So right in, right out at the southwest?
Yeah, right in, right out. Okay, they have fence right in the middle.
So though, how I was looking at it was that you're going to go ahead and come in on Valleyville and then right out on Central.
That'd be a counterclockwise pattern, so it probably would work.
Yeah, and that's,
but,
I mean, that's
the stacking distance. I would think you'd want to do that anyway.
No, I think that would be the best. I mean, that's if I were to guess, you know, which, but it's only a guess.
Sure. It's going to be awkward with that fence there.
Yeah.
The fence is there for the school across the street.
For the kid.
For the kids, right.
You're talking about the median, Gary?
No, we're talking about the 503 East Central, the Arrow School, whatever it's called, Norton Academy.
Yeah.
That's across
the
street.
You don't want to get across the street.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So then I think your route would be to Waterman.
Well, I'm sorry. I think you want to come up Valley View, probably.
Yeah, I'm going to come up Valley View.
Because right in, right out, so I don't work very well for that problem.
So you have a couple of challenges. So, but this is just the very beginning. I think I met with you before.
Yeah.
And so, we're just another phase we work through. But that and the sewer concerns me.
So going back to the CEQA document in your traffic study, which I mentioned earlier, and so that scoping of the traffic study will have to be, once you have the consultant on board, so you want to make sure that you're the sub-consultant to do the traffic study, get together with the city engineer ASAP on the scoping requirements. So that scoping would be some of the issues and concerns that Laura's identified this morning. So to make sure that your traffic analysis would be prepared correctly, so, you know, there wouldn't be any delays. And so it's critical that the traffic consultant get with the city traffic engineer ASAP on the scoping, the details and all of that.
Yeah, we'd probably use Kuzman.
Okay.
For that study.
I'm familiar with Kuzman.
And back to the power, is there any way to push the sidewalk further into our property to avoid?
The main thing I'm looking at is to make sure I have accessibility around us. The way the power pole is right now, with that corner, it's already improved and you don't have that. So we will look at your design a little bit closer, see what we can do. And I want to see what ultimate is right now. Look, I gave you the dimensions, and then we want to go ahead and dimension ultimate, and then look at what the curb separation is and your accessibility. Look at that. Okay, but the good thing is you don't have to underground them. I mean, that saves a lot of money.
Moving is just as expensive.
Yeah.
She said it was a good thing. You said it was a bad thing.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
We have a minute's reflection.
He's just a killjoy.
Moving there is not that shape, as you know.
Yeah, so we're just gonna work around it and see, you know, the main thing is to make sure we have ultimate, make sure we have accessibility.
What is the half street that we do ultimate on Central?
I think it's 44. I think.
Not to the right of way, but to the curb.
Curb separation is 44.
Oh, 44 to the curb?
Yeah. I think I have it on your sheet. I have it on mine. 44, curb. That's what it is.
Okay.
So we'll get together, and the traffic issue is mainly, is in the sewer.
All right. Thank you, Laura. Gary and Mike?
And I just want to repeat a couple items that have already been said. We too will require the lot merger. The department doesn't serve a single business across property lines, so you would have to, as Laura and Gary both said. And for what Mike said, it's nice to know when a tenant is available. Water demand, I mean, anytime there's a big building, we're concerned with water demand. If it's just a warehouse and it's just storage, that's one thing. If the warehouse is some type of process, a bottling plant, then obviously that makes a difference to us. Same with sewer capacity. If it's warehouse, capacity is calculated one way. If it's process, the capacity is calculated another way. There seems to be adequate size and pressure at that corner on both Central and Valley View. So I don't think serving is an issue again, but we need to know what the demand's going to be. A Rule 5 application would be required for new services. And,
is it Rule 5?
Yes, a Rule 5. And I have, it's written down here.
Okay.
And a Rule 5 would also be for, if you want to run a fire flow test to help calculate your demand for fire flow. So, you know, other than that, standard conditions, my phone number's on there. Looks to me like a good project. Good luck to you.
Very good. Thank you, Mike.
Will there be anything other than industrial waste? Will there be industrial waste in other facilities or just domestic waste right now?
Right now, we don't have any indication there would be anything other than just a standard warehouse distribution facility, so just the standard domestic.
Okay, we've handed out a permit application that needs to be filled out. There won't be any tenants, so you can just write in there that there won't be a tenant until you have one identified. And then they will need to fill out a permit application once they're ready to acquire the facility.
So if we set up a standard, say we build spec office, we have a, you know, a service set up and they just occupy the service, I mean, we can just assign that to their, like put the meter in their name.
But that's not for me, that's to discharge industrial wastewater from the facility.
Oh, to discharge industrial, okay. You mean from a manufacturing?
Either manufacturing, okay. Or even if you had the warehouse and they just want to put in a scrubber dump.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I missed the meter question. Was that an actual question?
No, I just was, I was asking if the customer comes in and they're not doing anything other than just what, you know, the spec office would be, is there some other process for them to say what they're doing, or if they just say we're just going to flush toilets, it's not
you come in and tell us type and size and we install it and you meet the backflow requirements and we're moving forward.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Do gentlemen have any questions for us?
Not on my part. You know,
no. Well, I mean, we might, you know, digest some of the letters and have some follow-up questions.
Absolutely. I believe you have contact information
yeah.
To these individual committee members. So go ahead and do that, just so that we want to make sure that the application, as a former application submitted, it's going to sail right through. So this is the time to have questions, follow-up questions, so please do that. I do want to comment the fact that on the south elevation, it's great that you actually extend the building further out to provide screening for the loading trucking activity. So it's behind the building. So that's really, HPA did that kind of nicely, kind of tucked it, you know, kind of recessed the truck, the loading docks.
The kind of office pop out.
Yeah, that's really great. I just, typically they would just do your rectangular building and then use landscape, but in this particular case, I just want to note that because of the extension leg up there. Thank you. Okay, well, if no further questions, this is a pre-application and it's a preliminary review only, no action required. This completes the pre-application process. If I can have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, gentlemen, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And if I can have a motion to adjourn to the next meeting on the 23rd, please. Next week, so keep it on your calendar. We're gonna meet one more, last one, back to back. If I can have a motion to the 23rd.
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. See you next week.